In this video, we'll build upon the rudimentary style sheet that we created in the video entitled, How Do I Create a Cascading Style Sheet Using Visual Studio 2008? We'll advance beyond the basics, where we just created elements, and now we'll create custom classes in our style sheet. And then we'll use the Build Style Wizard in Visual Studio 2008 to manage these styles. Let's begin by creating a new project. Select File, New, Project. From Project Type, select Visual Basic, Web. And then from the templates, select ASP.NET Web Application. Choose a directory that suits you, and then for the name, we'll call it CSS Classes. Select OK when you're happy with your changes. In advance, we've downloaded the global style sheet that we worked with in the previous CSS video. We'll use that as a foundation for this project. You can find this file in the downloads for this video, or you can create it from scratch by following along in the previous video. Let's go ahead and drag over this item with global CSS. So we have the global CSS. We'll drag that into our Solution Explorer in Visual Studio. Double-click on it to open it up. As you remember, it's quite simple. We have body, we have H1, H2 represented. These are simple element style rules, as you can see in the CSS outline. Now, we'll go ahead and use classes, custom classes, and we'll create a look and feel for horizontal navigational elements in our website. Let's go ahead and create a custom style for the Chrome in our global navigation. Chrome is the lingo used to refer to the visible menus, frame, and user interface features for a website. Ideally, you want this Chrome to be consistent between the pages of your website. In our example, Chrome will refer to the display at the top of each page, which will function as a site-wide navigational system. We'll display this navigation horizontally across the page as an unordered list. In a previous video, we had built style rules using common HTML elements, such as body and headers, as you see here. Now we'll use custom classes using CSS classes to create special style rules. So if you take a look, you can right-click on your CSS outline. You can select Add Style Rule. So you can see elements, which we worked with before, which gives you all the different HTML elements that you want to work with. In this case, we're going to be working with classes. Why use classes? Let's say you want to have three different look and feels for your H1 element. As you remember from our previous video with working with elements, you only have one H1 element style rule to work with. How can you apply multiple style formats for the same element tag? Well, you can do so using classes in your style sheet. You can have as many classes as you would like, and then you would just reference the class name in your HTML code when you're ready to use that particular look and feel. Let's see this in action. So we'll go ahead and type in a name for our class, and we'll call it Nav Horizontal. And as you can see in this style rule preview, it's prefixed with a period, as all class names would be. Now, let's go ahead and use the arrow key to move it into our hierarchy and click OK. And you'll see not only is the nav horizontal class with prefixed with the period added into our code editor, but if you expand the classes node, you'll see that it's also added in the classes as well. Now, let's go ahead and build it out. Right-click on this and select Build Style. And this will pop up the Modify Style Wizard. And let's go ahead and work with the font category. We'll set the font family to Verdana. Let's set the font size to medium. Font weight we'll set to bold. And for color, let's choose white. Let's work with the background category. For background color, let's go ahead and select more colors. And we'll use a feature here, the eyedropper. Just hit the select button, and you notice your cursor turns into an eyedropper. It doesn't just work with this palette here. As you can see, it's kind of highlighting the colors in this diagram. I can actually move to my natural windows. And if you see, as I move around my windows, the representative color will change. So what I'm going to look for here is some kind of darker color. Let's grab this from this highlight over here. And my eyedropper now selects that color. And I'll click OK. let's go to the border category. And for border, we'll set the style to be outset for all borders, top, right, bottom, and left. And for the width, we'll set it to be thin. And then for the color, let's again use the eyedropper tool. And we'll select this time a light gray type color. Let's choose this kind of pink, but we'll select that one. And select OK. And now you can preview the style here. If you're not happy with the preview, you can go back and change elements. Like, let's say I want the background color to be a little darker. I can use my eyedropper tool and maybe select something that's a little darker right here. And select OK. And then preview it. And now I'm happy with my changes. And select OK. My nav horizontal rule is now added with the appropriate attribute set. And if I look also in my CSS outline, I see that it's indeed indicated with a solid green diamond. Solid green diamonds indicate classes, where the blue diamonds indicate elements. Let's add a few more style rules to represent the unordered list and list item elements that I'll show in my menu. We can tuck them in right under the nav horizontal class. So if you'd like, you can right click here and select add style rule and add these one by one. But in this case, just to avoid repetition in this video, we'll just copy paste them in from Notepad, which is in the code snippet file that you downloaded with the code for this project. So I'm going to go ahead and grab the first two elements, nav horizontal UL and LI, copy those into my clipboard, and then go to the global CSS and paste them in. If your style rule is prefixed by the same class name, they will be nicely tucked under one another. So we have the nav horizontal UL and LI tucked in, and all I need to do is actually define that at the div level for these changes to propagate. This will make a lot more sense if we can see it in action. So let's double click on the default ASPX file and open that up. So here we'll go right inside the div and we'll add an unordered list and some items to it, as well as an H1 to represent our different style rules. So we'll go ahead and add an unordered list and we'll add some list elements to it. We'll basically mimic what the ASP.NET website menu item has. So they have home, get started, learn, and downloads. And then we will add an H1 element and say welcome and take a look at these changes. So as you can see, they are by default the basic look and feel because we have not yet applied our style sheet. We can apply the style sheet if we want by dragging the global CSS file and dragging it onto our code editor here, or we can use a new window, the Manage Styles window, by right-clicking on the bottom right-hand side, select the Manage Styles tab, and you can see that there's a couple different options. One of them is Attach Style Sheet. So if you click this, it will iterate through your project and look for any style sheets that you have available. In this case, we only have one, Global CSS, so we'll select that one and click OK. If you look at the code, it automatically adds a link to link your style sheet to your page. And if you take a look at the bottom, you'll notice that the H1 is now the uppercase in gray that we had selected for the H1 style rule. We'll notice, though, our menu, though, is not really picking up the style. It's still showing bullets instead of a horizontal menu, which we had wanted by our style rule. That's easy enough to apply. If we go to the div, we can select class. And this class will allow us to choose from an existing list of classes that are available in our style sheet. In this case, we have nav horizontal. We'll select that. And then when we synchronize our view, we can see that we have now a horizontal navigation for different menu items. So now we have both elements and custom classes in our style sheet. We will continue building upon this style sheet and eventually adding IDs and managing our styles more robustly and continue to build a richer style sheet.